Hello. Thank you and welcome here to our pre-show. It comes before the show, which we are also going to do. But this here is a pre-show. This is where it all gets worked out and all this shit. And a lot of stuff gets said. And a lot of it may be offensive. And some of it may be sexist. And some of it may be... But it's not intended personally. It's all part of the regurgitation that happens when you create for a living. You can't edit. You got to just let it all pour out. And some people have said to me, why do you allow the pre-show to be seen? Why do you post it? Why do you make it a option for subscribers? I said, well, why wouldn't I? This is because you are letting the professional process, you're showing it to people who don't understand it. I said, well, I don't know. I wouldn't say people don't understand it. I mean, I don't know how to conduct brain surgery, but I goddamn well sure know that what they're doing there is pretty heavy, and they know what they're doing, and if I have the stomach for it, I can watch it. And what I don't understand, I won't go, oh, gosh, they did something there that was really wrong. They, you know, anyway. So as a lot of you guys know, and this is really boring, but I'll just lay it on you. You know, I follow Everton, the football club of Everton in Liverpool, England, because I like to watch what they call now world football or soccer. Myself, the big man DJ Joe, we're getting season seats for the LA Football Club because I don't give a fuck about the NFL anymore. I just don't. It ain't got nothing to do with them. I'm glad they kneeled. I hope they continue kneeling. Because I don't give a fuck about what Trump cares about. I'm just bored to tears with the NFL. Just bored to fucking tears. Just bored. So, anyway, I watched this, but wouldn't you know, just like when I was rooting for the Rams back in the day, when I had season tickets for the Rams and they sucked so fucking much. Jesus, they were fucking lousy for so many years. As far as I'm concerned, that's the crucible of the real Ram fan. All those goddamn years in the 70s and the 80s, before they went to St. Louis, and the city of St. Louis shit a whole bunch of money onto them. Christ, they were lousy in Los Angeles. I don't give a fuck how many divisional titles they won. They sucked. Lost to the Cowboys every fucking year. Got their ass handed to them by the Vikings every year. Or, you know, they beat the Vikings, only get beat in the bigger game. You know, and then it was the 49ers beating their fucking asses six ways to sunset during the 80s. Even though we had Eric Dickerson and a pretty goddamn good defense. And we couldn't buy a fucking quarterback. We had Jim Everett, who was good for about a cup of coffee. And then he's off doing whatever the fuck else he did. Not even sure. So now the Rams are world beaters, and I could give a shit. That's the whole thing. I mean, the Chargers, the whole fuck, forget it, man. You know, I guess I've outgrown it. That's okay. Have fun. I know you enjoy it. I know you love it. That's super, super duper duper. Getting to my problems now with Everton, talk about a team that is dog shit. Holy Christ, they lost to Tottenham 6-2. Now, I remember, and I won't go on a long thing about this because I don't know how many people actually will even understand what it is I'm saying, but I remember when they had Roberto Martinez and they were fifth in the league and everybody was bitching that wasn't good enough and Martinez wasn't good enough and they didn't have this, didn't have that. And so they wound up firing him and bringing in that guy from fucking that South African, whoever, that Dutch guy, Koeman. He stunk. Then they brought that guy in who saves everybody from relegation. That's where Everton went, from Roberto Martinez and fifth place to having to hire a guy to keep him from getting fucking relegated. Like, whatever, 3 years later. Good moves. All of these solid fucking moves. And then they got this new guy, and he ain't doing shit. So don't tell me. Well, they spent a lot of money. I don't give a fuck how much money they goddamn spent. They suck. Motherfuckers draw against Newcastle United, some other shit. So teams are supposed to beat. You know, they should have goddamn pulled a draw against Liverpool. Their goddamn goaltender, who has a very high opinion of himself, and everybody thinks he's pretty good, and he's the national goaltender for the goddamn fucking national team. Good for him. He ain't setting the world on fire. What the fuck they get the idea this guy's any good? Motherfucker gave up six goddamn goals, and I don't give it. You know, the goddamn defense for this team is obviously really horrid. Everything about this team is obviously wretched. Well, you know, Phil, you don't understand. They're in 11th place, see? And yeah, good. That's great. Have fun with 11th place, man. What the fuck? The fuck you people? What's the point of this fucking league? Aren't you supposed to win it? Or get into the top four or whatever to get into, what do they call it, European football? What the fuck people getting happy with? Well, we're top 10. Fuck that. Jesus, they're fucking terrible. And they tell me that this is the best home field advantage in all of football is Goodison Park in Liverpool. Well, okay. What that basically means is come on out and watch them break your fucking heart every week. Cheer your ass off and watch them stink. Just fucking and that was at home. They got no home field advantage. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't need to be a lifelong fucking world football fan to know a piece of shit when I see it. And don't, that organization, top to bottom, is a piece of shit. Whoever is in charge of their, spending the fucking money, their coach obviously can't, if they spent 86 million pounds or whatever the hell it is they spent, and they supposedly got something for their money, he ain't doing jack shit with it. Same old goddamn thing. Anyway, that's the end of my... That's what I am passionate about these days. And I'm done talking about that. Let me just get Vernon Dozier. We already had Father McQuarters talking to Vernon about something. Yeah, we did. Hey, you! All right. Brea girl. Here's her. This is Brea's. This is her medical. This is how much bread we spent on Brea last week. Six bills. No, wait. How much was it? $730. Hospitalization, medical boarding. Poor kid. Got sub-Q fluids. When? What's the date today? I got to give her fluids tonight, man. That's what I do. That's my world. Today's the 23rd. Well, today's the 23rd, Sunday. I got her on Today's the 23rd, Sunday. 22nd. 21st, 20th. Okay. I picked her up on Thursday. On the 20th, so yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. She should get fluids tonight. All right, so we'll give the old girl fluids tonight, you know. What the hell is this, man? Man, what are we doing here now? La 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 la. Jesus, got fucking hammered last night over at Quincy Street. Talked to Denny. He's living large. Let's see here, man. The fuck is this shit? Get out of here. I gotta find my man. Here it is. Oh, this is an audio thing. This is an audio promo? Interesting. Oh, lovely. Let me see this thing here, man. Bloody good, you know. Well, what the hell, man? Here we go. Black and white. Bing. Black and white and red all over, man. Remember that joke when we were kids? What's black and white and red all over? A sunburned zebra. A newspaper. You don't remember that joke? Okay. Never mind.
Happy holidays from all your friends at Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla.
This is Heather Dubrow from Heather Dubrow's World.
Hey, it's Steve Austin from the Steve Austin Show.
Hey, this is Rob Riggle.
And Sarah Tiana from Riggle's Picks.
This is Caitlin Bristow from Off the Vine.
Hey, this is Kelty from The Lady Gang. Happy holidays from Podcast One.
Isn't that sweet? All right. Very good. What is this, man? Oh, there we go. It's bloody sweet, you know. So if you missed the chat, if you missed the Friday night chat, you missed what I was doing last week. I told the Friday night chatsters everything that I was doing last week. College football season is now in full effect. Now in full effect, it's coming to a fucking end. And some of the biggest matchups are happening this week. The Alamo Bowl, the Peach Bowl, the highly anticipated playoff games with the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl on Saturday night. BetOnline.ag, the exclusive partners of Podcast One. A lot of dee-doo-doo-doo-doo. Washington State minus 3.5. The Peach Bowl is a great matchup of Florida versus Michigan. With Michigan favored giving 7.5. And then the spotlight on Saturday night starts off first with the Cotton Bowl, with Notre Dame facing Clemson. Clemson is favored by 11, followed by the Orange Bowl. Really? Followed by the Orange Bowl, with Alabama taking on Oklahoma. Alabama favored by 14. So we're looking at Alabama-Clemson. A lot at stake of those two games. The winners moving on to the championship game. Janet's one of the team. Go online to use Let me
just tell you something. I don't think that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I'm going to tell you something right now, Phil. Hey, Phil, let me tell you something. If that is the biggest load of horseshit I've ever heard of in my life, there's no goddamn way on earth that you're trying to tell me Vernon Dozier that the goddamn
Well, I'm not telling you anything.
No, he's damn right you're not.
I'm just telling you what the line is. Hey, Vernon, the line is minus 7.
My ass. Notre Dame is going to take Clemson apart.
Just kidding. Good win. 100 days of live poker. Where is this? Is this Vegas? The World Series of Poker? Christmas Day. NBA on Christmas Day, man. That's kind of a tradition. Sacked the fuck out, dude. Well, I have to get her. I got to give her fluids tonight. Jesus Christ. What was I doing? What was I thinking yesterday? Usually I don't do it after 2 days.
Anywho, I don't know.
That's it. I got it. What's the time we got here, man?
I'll tell you something, Phil. I love your program, but you think for one goddamn minute I love Donald Trump. I'm not bailing out on Donald Trump. I voted for his ass, and that's all it is to that, you know, and I'm stuck with it. And I'm not going to give it up. I'm not going to, you know, I go over to my sister's house or something like that.
Now, are you related to Clara Bingham?
No, I'm not related. Just because she's the only other black female you have on your program doesn't mean we're goddamn well related, you know.
All right, we don't need the language, thank you.
Hey, General, I'm not one of your boys. I'm not one of your troops. All right, you can't order me around.
I'm not trying to order you around, but you, Mavis, if you wouldn't mind.
All right, jeez. Get a load of these guys, will you? Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
I'm talking to these guys over here.
All right, Mavis. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, Mavis. Come on now. Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy. Okay, where am I at here, man, this fucking thing? 3/4 of the others. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What else do we want to do? I think Margaret should sing. I think Margaret should sing a Christmas song, and then, you know, I got to promote that, too. The Killer Shrews. What are we doing, man? Yeah, here. What time is it, man?
Hi, young man. Well, I'm out here. Right, Margaret. Well, I'm out here right now. I'm looking at the, I'm out here. I'm doing some Christmas shopping. Just,
Oh, you're doing some, last minute shopping?
Yes, yes. I've got to pick up, some things for the Babelman twins. These are people, I can't get into it, but they're developmentally disabled people. It's pretty wild. Right, honey, Well, I'm out. Yeah. Well, I'm better than Custer, young man.
Now, Frank, where am I going to be appearing on Saturday, on Christmas Eve? Is that it?
Oh, I've got you doing, Margaret. We booked you at Ralph's Meat Room.
This is it. This is the name of this club, Phil. It's called.
It's not really a club. It's a.
It's a bar.
It's a bar. Yes, Margaret. I mean...
Frank, you promised I wouldn't be playing any more joints, that I'd be playing supper clubs.
Supper clubs? This is San Pedro, honey. Where men go to get drunk and to...
So what's the name of this dump?
Dump? It's called...
Love it, love it, love it. I got a new phone, by the way. I got the new 10. What is this thing? 10X? I got the biggie, baby. The big one, baby, huh? Boom, Jack. Because what happened was on, I should say this. Brea, how you doing, sweetheart? Brea's awake. Boy, is she old. She's looking at the cat box, and it's here, and she's scratching at the rug as if that's where she's going to take the shit. But now she's getting into the cat box. Now she's figured out, oh, yeah, this is cat box stuff, okay. And she's pissing outside the box. Poor kid. She's doing the best she can. We'll give her something to eat. I got to give her fluids, though. She's... Gonna be dehydrated. All right, testing 1, 2, 3. What time is it? This piece of shit. 6:20. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. There's a good girl. Good girl, Brea. Good girl, Brea. Whack, man. How you doing, sweetie? Wanna go outside, Brea? Huh? Wanna go outside? There you go. Okay. okay. How you doing? You didn't even know I was here, did you? Huh? Right here. There's your food. There's your water. I'm crawling around on the floor since I got this old lady cat. So she took a piss. I don't even think she knew I was in the room. She walked over to the door, looked out at the door, and then saw when I opened the door, she turns around and goes, "Oh, it's you," you know. Then she walked over to me, meowed once, and that generally means give me water because she's got, you know, kidneys that are malfunctioning. All right, man, let's get this fucking thing going, okay? Jesus H, living Christ. It's going to be a long edit night. A long night of editing on this motherfucker. But that's okay. The cool thing is our webmaster, Nate Bernard, lives in New York. So that's why perhaps you've noticed that we've been able to post our podcast every day earlier, which I think is fantastic. So everybody here in California gets it 8:30 in the morning, whereas it used to be like 10 or later. And so I don't have to get the motherfucker edited and out the door by midnight the way I used to have to do it with the West Coast-based team. It's all real cool that way, you know. And we've got some other ideas that we're going to strip the website down to make it really, really, really just here's the podcast, here's the archives. If you're not a subscriber, here's where you could sign up if you'd like to. That's it. What the fuck else do we need? Oh, and we'll optimize the search engine as much as we can, but there's a lot of goddamn shit, man. It's all keyworded, and somebody was asking me about a bit the other day. I had no idea what they were talking about. I don't even remember what I do. Back in the day when I used to do the radio show, I didn't remember what we did that. And people say, "What'd you do last night?" I don't know. I have no fucking idea. I'll have to listen to remember, because I don't remember. I go into a fugue state. You know, I go into this sort of, I'm kidding. No, I don't. But, you know, sometimes it feels that way.
Sometimes it feels that way, but that doesn't know.
Ready? You're not? Neither am I. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go, Jack. Yeah, baby.